This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. There are a lot of supergroups that made the scene back in the late 70s and all through the 80s right up till today. And one of them is Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. And they're going to be joining us on the show this week. They've been with us in the past, and I'll tell you something, what a chunk of talent. Also on the show, I've known him for a long time, David Copperfield's going to be joining us. And then impressionist of singers. He sounds just like the singers he impersonates, and then he takes on their appearance. You got to see this guy if you ever get a chance. Bob Anderson, and from HGTV in our lifestyle segment, Matt Blashaw. And that's all coming up this second hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and that is one of the super groups of music, Fleetwood Mac.
Joining us right now is the talented Mick Fleetwood and the lovely and talented Stevie Nicks. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Mick. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
It's so good to have you on the show.
What an intro.
Tell you something, it's from the heart, Mick. Believe me when I say it.
Thank you.
We want to talk about a lot of things, but I'm excited about the fact that coming up here, I'm going to kick off a tour all across the country. You guys got to be excited for this.
That's what we're sort of made for in many ways. I mean, just this, the whole making of the album and doing such things as doing these interviews, all of it's part of what we do, but the real end result is walking on those stages and playing. This is what we dreamt of doing when we were teenagers. It certainly was with me, and I think the rest of the gang pretty much the same way. So it's the real thing is getting in front of people and playing your hearts out.
Now, you talk about the new album, which is out, and this is something that, you know, we've been waiting for a long time. But, you know, Fleetwood Mac has gone through, as both of you know, because you experienced it, you've gone through a lot of metamorphosis over the years, but it looks like now you're having more fun than ever before, even though the texture of the group, the makeup of the group has changed several times since its origin back in the late 60s.
Well,
I wasn't there in the late 60s.
She wasn't there in the late 60s.
And everybody's so kind.
I was somewhere, but I wasn't there.
No, I think the reality is that the legacy of this band is, God knows, a fairly extraordinary one since 1967.
Yeah, really.
When, way back in the boonies, back in England, and all of the changes and all of the things which many of you out there know about the histories and the people who've come in and out, and certainly the advent of, if you like, this incarnation of Fleetwood Mac and the people that are involved with that coming out of hardships that we had. I mean, it's no secret. We worked very hard to keep this band together, and there have been times when we've drifted apart. The reconvening, which really was 6 years ago when we all got back together for the dance is really what this is all about. The fact that we're doing this album now came out of that, a really enjoyable tour. We had a great tour, a very successful tour, thank goodness. And it really struck a note with all of us that this is still possible to do. We still basically love to do it and make the music, and certainly Stevie and Lindsay with their writing allows them to do what they're made for in many ways, is to get these songs out, and that's what we're all about. So doing it now is really I think in many ways is sometimes, I think, easier. There are hardships, there's differences of opinions about certain things, but we have, I think, a much better way of handling things as people. You know, we're not as wild, as crazy as we were back in the 70s.
Speak
for myself.
None of us are anymore.
In the 70s and 80s. No, but it's there's more common sense involved somehow,
sure.
You know, which I think it's important at this point in our lives.
The original group, of course, John, Peter, and now Stevie, you, of course, were teamed up with Lindsey Buckingham prior to joining Fleetwood Mac. When you were working with Lindsey, did either of you think one day that you'd be combined with another band to make it even better than it ever was?
No, but no, we didn't, because when we moved to Los Angeles, we were pretty, you know, we'd been sort of a duo for many years in our young lives at that point in 1971 when we came to Los Angeles. So we, of course, thought that we were just going to continue on with Buckingham next. And then when Mick called us, my interesting story is that I went to the record store and spent our last penny on all the Fleetwood Mac records and sat on my couch, listened to them back to forward,
wow,
to front, and said, you know, I think we can be a part of this group. I think we can bring something to this group. And then, of course, I said, and in case we don't bring anything, at least we'll make some money in the next couple of months, because we were so broke, you know, that it was like, whatever, we need to make some money. So, and these guys were genuinely interested in having us in their band and also paying us really good money right from the beginning, $200 a piece. That was $400 a piece, which was riches to us,
sure,
you know. So it was, you know, and at that second, you know, when I sort of went to Lindsey, I think that we can do this. I think that we can add to this band without losing our own selves, you know, without losing what we do. And, you know, wow, the rest is history. We did manage to merge the two musical genre entities, you know, into something that worked really well.
Unbelievable. Now, Mick, Stevie and Lindsey, of course, were with a band called Fritz, who were kind of successful. I mean, they did openings for Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Did you know of them back when they were working in the group Fritz?
No, I didn't. But my first, literally, I walked into a studio, and as the story goes, I was looking for a studio, and an engineer, producer, Keith Olsen, happened to be at the studio, and literally just, for want of a better, put up the album that he'd worked on, which was the Buckingham Nicks album.
Right.
And that was the first time that I heard both of them,
you needed a guitar player.
About 3 weeks afterwards, our guitar player Bob Welch left, and I remembered hearing a couple of the songs that Keith had played, and I phoned him up, and that's how we got in touch with Stevie and Lindsey.
Also, I want everybody to know that on the Today Show, in their concert series, they're going to be performing on NBC, and then when we're going to get you a date as soon as we know it, we're going to sit down on Dateline. Now, I'm looking down this 40-city tour. Is there any possibility that additions are going to be made? Because conspicuously missing is Orlando, Florida, and I'm saddened by that.
Aww.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. We just haven't decided yet. It's very possible that we will continue. We just don't know yet.
Now, you know, both of you have influenced a whole slew of people. Stevie, who were some of your earlier influences?
Well, I had many, you know. It's like I think back to when my grandfather first brought me, when I was in the fourth grade, he bought a record store out that was going out of business and came to the house with a truckload of 45s. And at that point, he brought into my life the Everly Brothers. That's the ones I really remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Everly Brothers, Marty Robbins, many different country artist.
Wow.
So then when I was in the fourth grade, I was a country artist. But then, you know, switched to San Francisco in 1966, then I was, you know, standing in my bedroom with my brush, using that as a microphone, singing along to Janis Joplin.
Sure.
So I kind of switched over from country to rock, even when I was still living at home, before I even knew I'd be in a band. So my, and then, you know, we went into to Fritz, the band that was from San Francisco, and we did. We opened for Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all the San Francisco bands. So we then became totally part of the rock culture in San Francisco. Anyway, in our eyes, we did. Nobody else really knew about us, but we thought. So my influences were very different. If Lindsay's band had been a country rock band or a country band, I probably would have went that way. Mm-hmm. But as it was, when they called up, you know, it was a rock band. So I said, well, goodbye country, hello rock and roll.
How about you, Mick?
What, my influences?
Yeah.
Strangely enough, when I was boarding school in England, we used to get one radio station, was Radio Luxembourg, and the mention of the Everly Brothers, I have to say, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly were one of the, if not the first influence on me in terms of someone actually at that point didn't even know I was going to play drums. But shortly after that, my aspiration to play drums definitely was seeded. And I was very young. I was probably no more than about 10 and a half, maybe 11, when I decided I was going to play drums. And those were the people that I listened to.
Very cool.
And then just odd things happened later on, you know, in terms of people that I got to listen to.
Well, I urge everybody to be watching the Today Show. Check out the tour of Fleetwood Mac by checking into www.fleetwoodmac.com. Hey, Stevie, Mick, thank you so much for doing this. This has been a real treat. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Stevie Nicks, and, of course, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Check out their website, www.fleetwoodmac.com.
And we will be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I don't know about you, but magic has always been one of my favorite forms of art. I just am amazed at people who can do magic. And one of the best in the world is joining us on the show. I first saw him over 30 years ago. Recently saw him at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I tell you, every time I go and watch one of his concerts, I'm absolutely amazed. He's phenomenal. We're talking about David Copperfield. Hi, David. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Well, they're from the heart. I got to tell you, I'm going back now 20, 25 years when, you know, you first started.
We were three.
We were both 3 years old. Yep. I remember very well in that little kitty cart that we had. And just watching was amazing. The last time I saw you, and it was a little while ago, I saw you at the MGM, came backstage afterwards to visit with you. And the show, as many times as I've seen it, continually blows me away. You are magnificent up there.
Thank you very much. We keep changing it. We have a good time trying new things out. And we've got lots of brand new things in the show, and we're all proud of it.
I think that's the key to it, is that you do keep changing it. As many times as I've seen the show, although there are some standard things that you do, the fact of the matter is, if you saw David Copperfield today and you get a chance to see him 2 months from now, do it. There's something different in the show.
Yeah, that keeps us interested.
How do you do that, though? I mean, aside from the fact I know you've had people all the time ask, how do you make that thing happen? And I know you're not going to say that, but how do you even come up with the idea?
Mostly they're from people's dreams. You know, nobody wakes up in the morning and decides to saw somebody in half, you know, in real life. But people do dream about winning the lottery. So I'll take that idea and that'll become a whole epic number in the show that'll end up being 20 minutes of the whole show, where I'm making the whole audience involved and showing how it's possible to actually win the lottery. That's one of many ideas that's really based on dreams that people really do have. We have a new thing in the show now where I'm not only doing sleight of hand, but I'm doing it with a black African scorpion. So I'm barehandedly holding the scorpion, and we perform some magic together, so it keeps it interesting for me, that's for sure.
A lot of times people, when they see a rock and roll act, they say, my goodness gracious, they got two truckloads of equipment. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be somebody like a comedian that just walk out? You carry a ton of stuff with you, don't you?
There's about 50 people and 4 trucks, 4 buses, and it's a big spectacular show, so it's a nice balance between spectacular magic and also intimate magic, as you were describing. So.
But David, you also have a lot of stuff that you don't bring with you that's kind of warehoused. So, I mean, I remember you telling us that. I say, you know, I didn't have this particular thing because it's in the warehouse. So what you're carrying in the truck isn't everything you got.
No, of course. We have to keep evolving all the stuff. We have about 20 hours of material, so we keep inventing new stuff so that, you know, increases every year.
David, tell me about the David Copperfield's Tales of the Impossible.
Those are books that we came up with. I was able to get people that are the best writers in the world, I think, Dean Koontz and Joyce Carol Oates and Ray Bradbury, all to write stories dealing with magic. And we made anthologies that were really based on Hitchcock and Serling, who got all of their friends, their contemporaries, to write stories about mystery. I had all of these fine people write stories about the magic, and it was a great project, and it still exists out there.
One of the things that you do is that you just don't go out and perform. I mean, you have really revolutionized this whole industry of illusionists. Is it better to call you an illusionist or a magician? What do you prefer?
A nice guy.
Nice guy. I was at a function last night. We were talking about Victor Borg, and I had a fellow one time ask him, what came first, the comedy or the singing? And he said, the egg. So I guess you got me on the same kind of question.
Not as clever as Victor, but nonetheless.
I tell you what, he never walked through the Great Wall of China. He could always say that, but he did a lot of things, but he never did that. But you really look at this as something that you want to perpetuate, not just for your own career, but for other people's career. And you also devote a lot of time to things that benefit society, like Project Magic. I think that is a terrific program that started back in the early 80s, didn't it?
Yeah. Project Magic is a program that uses magic as a form of therapy for people with disabilities, where magic is actually taught to patients to help them regain their dexterity and their coordination by learning sleight of hand. in addition to boosting the patient's self-esteem by giving them a skill that an able-bodied person doesn't even have. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on for about 20 years now, and we're in about 1,000 hospitals in 30 countries around the world, so it's pretty cool.
David, growing up in New Jersey, I know that you started in your early teens as a magician and a nice guy. Was anybody in your family in show business? I mean, when you told your parents you wanted to be in the entertainment business and do this particular walk of life, were they surprised? Did they think it was a passing thing? Did they think it was going to be something that you would grow out of?
Probably. You know, they didn't think it was a real career, and my grandfather almost disowned me over it because he, you know, wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. So, but I just was stubborn about it, and I perceived, and I really loved it.
I mean, you've got to be always plagued, even over dinner with friends or acquaintances, the people asking you how it's done. Does it really make any difference how it's done? The fact of the matter is, it looks really good.
I think people really don't want to know. They're real curious about it. They'll always ask the question in their hearts. They really don't want to know, and I think people need to dream, and that's why I have a job.
Yeah, of late, and I don't know if it's been on recently, but I know that there was a magician that got on TV and started to exploit how some of these things are done.
Sure.
People watch it, but like you say, I don't think people really want to know it.
I think, you know, they're curious, but when they find out, they're kind of disappointed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been guessing my things for years on the internet and so forth, but I think in their hearts, what we have is we have four or five methods for each of the illusions. So if someone makes a guess, and that guess becomes close, and those mass magician shows they had on Fox were just guesses. They really weren't very accurate at all. But people believe they were, which is the problem. But I change the illusion. I change how I do it so to keep the wonder, because that's part of what I do.
And I got to assume that some of these things that you do are risky not only to your well-being, also to your assistants, because some of these things are very athletic.
Yeah, they are. They are very, very strenuous. It's the show is kind of a workout for me. I love the shower after the show. you know, even the sleight of hand with a scorpion, the on-stage things, I'm on high platforms, you could fall, I'm dealing with a lot of dangerous things, and we have a good time.
David, I know it's probably very difficult to keep these trade secrets.
What we do is we have four or five methods, and I keep changing what I'm doing all the time, so if something does leak out, it's not a problem for me. I'll keep the illusion, I'll change how I do it.
You have, like, no time off till the end of the year.
I know.
Do you have some time when you come down to Orlando to spend at Universal Studios?
Well, I love it there. We'll check it out. We'll see what I'm doing during the day.
We got a couple of illusions here. Pretty easy to figure out. It's not certainly what you do, but I got to commend you. You are a talent to be reckoned with. You are absolutely terrific on stage, and I urge anyone, if they have not seen him, go see David Copperfield. If you have seen him, go back, because there's something new that will just blow your mind. David, thank you, my friend. It's always a delight talking with you.
You take care, man.
Okay, look forward to seeing you down here, okay? Our very special guest, one of the best in the business. He is the best in the business. There's no doubt about it. David Copperfield. And as I mentioned before, check out his website at www.davidcopperfield.com. Check out where he is playing between now and the end of the year. He is working all over the country and in Las Vegas, and you got to see him. He's terrific.
And before we're joined by our next guest, it's a good time to remind you that we have a couple of websites that we invite you to tune into. First site is ronseggi.com. And when you go to that site, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. By just hitting the on-the-air icon on the homepage. And there's also another icon you can click onto, and it's called Facebook. And if you hit that, you and I can be friends on Facebook. So, if you get a chance, visit ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, and listen to our show 24/7 on demand. And you can also check out our musical website, which is called Seggi Sings, which talks about my 15-piece orchestra and where we will be performing in the weeks to come. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Police in Las Vegas announced an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Davis has been arrested in the 1996 murder of the rapper, who was shot at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. More auto workers joining the picket line as the UAW and Ford fail to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks. Laura Winters has details.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That'll all start in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. Skip Kelly, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back live with Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. And
our next guest, I've known for a couple of years. And when I first met him, he was over at the Dick Clark Theater. And he invited me to come see his show. And, of course, I'd known about him for many years because being with Ed McMahon and a big fan of The Tonight Show, he's been on all of so many Tonight Shows and Letterman and so on and so forth. He blew me away. I mean, I tell you, it's one thing to be a good singer. It's another thing to be somebody who can emulate a good singer in their style, a Tony Bennett, a Sammy Davis, a Frank Sinatra, a Dean Martin. But it's unbelievable to even take on their looks. Joining us right now is Bob Anderson. Hi, Bob. How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Ron. How are you? It's good to see you again, buddy.
Nice to see you, too. And I saw you the other night, and you hosted the show along with doing your act. Sensational. You even look like the person that you're going to do.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, how that happens. I don't do anything by rote. What I do is I kind of step into the personality and assume their character. And then I just go with it. It's like, you know, if I just step into Tony Bennett, you know, you just become Tony Bennett and you take on everything about the guy, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, I don't know why. And Dean Martin and all starts the other way. And Sammy just comes, you know, Sammy Davis Jr., you just turn into a different thing, man. It's all different, man. That's the way it is. See, I don't do any performer that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't just because somebody's commercially successful right now and why don't you have them in your act? I don't want to do that, you know. I'm sticking around to the to that great period of music, and you know it as well as any. You know it so well that, and I'm just going to like pay tribute to that golden period of the greats, and that's what I'm doing.
When you go on stage in a city like Branson, that's a little bit of an older demographic,
right.
Okay? And you did somebody that was possibly on the charts a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work. I don't really understand if some of the acts today are as characteristically known to people with the mannerisms and the idiosyncrasies as the Dean Martins with the cigarette and the big hand and the, you know, that whole stuff.
Well, I think you hit it on the nail right there on the head. You're exactly right. See, they don't have a personality today.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to capitalize on. There's nothing they don't capture because they don't entertain. It's a different thing. You know, today you just do your record copies, you go out there, and you don't have an act.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the days when everybody had to have an act.
An act, right.
An act.
That's right.
You know, Milton Berle told me years ago that he said, Bobby, if you're going to be in show business, he said, you have to have an act. And he said, and you have to know this. One week you're going to be at Caesar's Palace. The next week you're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Toledo.
Right.
And your act better work in both places.
Both places, yeah.
And he said, you got to have an act. But they don't have that today.
No.
So there's, you know, like Dean Martin, you're right. They have the personality. You know, Sammy was a character.
Yep.
You know, Tony Bennett is just, you know, that legend. You know, Tom Jones, he's just he's got that whole thing about him. You know, that's what happens. So, you know,
and you take on these appearances. That's, you know, what's amazing, you know.
You know, and that's just the way it is. So,
you know, it's funny you mentioned Milton Berle because he probably wanted to steal that act and want to know if you're going to be at Caesar's Palace or at the Holiday Inn in Canton.
That's about the only one he could steal. He stole everybody's act in the world.
Now, you are doing something that I think is phenomenal. I mean, as a singer, this is the epitome. You're working symphony dates.
Right. Yes.
Wow, you just got back from the UK?
Yes, I got back from the UK and Germany and things, doing the Philharmonics. And 3 weeks ago, I just did the Las Vegas one, and we're going to do Dallas next. I did New York. And it's wonderful, Ron, because the reason it's, again, Vince Falcone.
Yeah.
He was Sinatra's musical director for about 15 years, and he's been with everybody. Tony Bennett, he was with Andy for a couple of years.
I remember that.
Well, Vince, when Sinatra retired, he gave Vince a lot of his music and said, Vince, one thing I ask, keep the music going, keep it going. So Vince and I he's been working with me for over 30 years off and on when he wasn't with these other guys. So he came to me and said, Bob, I want to do a show, you know, this represent the Sinatra music. So we've been doing it. And I don't do his music as Frank Sinatra. I do it as myself.
Great.
And
that's smart.
Except in the middle, you know, of the show, I do a little tribute. And only to the characters that are friends of his. I do, it's all about Sinatra. So I do Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, Dean Martin. Then I do Bobby Darin with Nat King Cole with him, and Mal Torme, Steve Lawrence, and Robert Goulet.
Wow. I was just going to ask you if you do Bobby Darin.
Yeah, Bobby Darin. Take on Bobby Darin when he come out. He does it like this here. and we do it.
And you do, they got to do the shoulders. You got to do the shoulders. If you don't,
we do it.
They'll outline you.
We do it, and you know, and people say that there was a thing about there was a thing between Darren and Sinatra. No, there wasn't. Frank Sinatra loved Bobby Darin.
Yeah.
He knew how good he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was. You know. Bobby Darin was.
Oh, he was it.
It was it.
He was it. There wasn't anybody any better.
No, there really wasn't.
And you know, that's. I think the greatest entertainer that ever lived was Sammy Davis Jr. But Sammy Davis Jr., if he was here, he would say, you know, that's really cool for you to say that, man. But, you know, Bobby Darin was like right there, man, you know. And, you know, they were great friends.
How does it feel to perform in front of a symphony orchestra? I mean,
it's crazy. Because you know what they do, Ron, how they start off the whole things is like the symphony comes out and they sit down and you know, it's sold out. And they sit down and everybody applauds when they walk out. Then the concert maestro comes out, they applaud, and then Vince comes out, is conducting. And then they all sit down, and then they introduce me, and I walk out. And it's like, you know, it's really like a formal thing, you know. And then, but then I get into it, and I start off right off with, I'm getting married in the morning. Ba-da, ba-da, I'm getting married in the morning. And da-da-da-da-da, and they're just... I take my rhythm section with me, so the whole thing.
Really?
Oh yeah, so it all swings. There's the Philharmonic and the symphonies, and the difference between that is only in the horn section. See, when I don't need a bassoon and tubas
and stuff. I'm sure.
So what they do is they take out the woodwinds and the bassoons and stuff, and they add saxophones.
Oh.
So that you can swing and do all the, you know, that type of stuff.
They must just blow you off the edge of the stage with that kind of, I mean, a lot of times could be a stuffed shirt kind of audience.
Yeah.
And you're a funny guy.
But you
know,
got to
funny.
Them.
I mean, you got to entertain them, right? So you got the lines in between.
Yeah. They're needing more pop shows. The culture factor here, when people are wanting to come and see Beethoven and Bach, they're not doing as many people in the audience as they are if they're bringing in a more commercial act and the people want to do that. We're selling out everywhere we go.
That's great.
And,
couldn't be happier for you. Now, you're on the Las Vegas Hall of Fame.
I was just inducted as an entertainer. In the year where they celebrated 50 years of entertainment in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Review Journal, the biggest paper in Nevada, there was a list that they listed 3,000 entertainers that have performed there in the 50 years. I came at number 12 out of the 3,000.
Did you really?
Yeah, right between Barbra Streisand and Ray Charles. And,
nice company.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And,
wow.
So I got inducted into the Hall of Fame. See, I had my own room at the Dunes Hotel for almost 15 years.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And I would do that late night show.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon, your friend, used to come up there all the time. 2 o'clock in the morning, my show would start. I never forget the first time I came in there, I was only 22 years old. And I walked in, and I had no idea why my show was at 2 in the morning. I thought, because I'm insignificant. And I really was in the scheme of things. And sitting ringside was Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. They were sitting with Shirley MacLaine and Ann Margaret. It was a late night hangout. I took Louis Prima and Keeley Smith's place.
Oh, man.
And they wanted for all the stars to come after the midnight show. They'd get out at 1:30, they'd come to the top of the dunes. On the stage, right next to me, next to Sammy and Dean and Shirley MacLaine and Margaret, were Steve Eady, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet. Tony Bennett was sitting with Jack Jones. Tom Jones was sitting with Paul Anka. Engelbert Humperdinck was with his wife. The McGuire sisters were here, and Liberace and Jimmy Durante.
So, oh, my.
And that was the first night.
What's amazing was that Engelbert was with his wife. That was probably the most amazing part of that whole deal.
Ron, I didn't want to say that.
How do you do that?
I only had a chance to do two tunes because Steve Lawrence came up and grabbed the mic out of my hand.
Who's a comedian.
Yes, and he says, all right, he says, sit down, Bobby, you're going to learn something here. He says, and then all of a sudden Don Rickles would come in. It was just a wonderful, thrilling time.
Wow. And Bob, you've seen a lot of stuff. And only being 30, it's amazing you've packed that
well,
in.
Well, I'm 37.
30,
well, 5 years older than you are.
No, yeah.
Always have that.
Well, we won't go in that corner.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Bob.
BobAnderson.com.
Okay.
You can go on there, or you can go Bob at the Pop.
Bob, as always, great talking to you. You're quite a talent.
Thanks, Ron.
And
I really appreciate you.
And a young man, too, I want you to
know. Not as young as you. Thanks, buddy.
Bob Anderson, if you get a chance to see Bob, do it. It is remarkable.
Just want to drop in here for a moment. One of the guests that we've had on our show several times over the years was David McCollum. He played on many television shows, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. being one, and he was a great guy. Very interesting. Never knew that David actually was a musician, and he was just a fascinating individual. And we lost him this past week. He was 90 years old. I guess the cause of death sounds like it was this long COVID, but he certainly always made a mark when he was on the show, and we pass along our sympathy birthday to his family, David McCollum, serious actor, we will remember on our show for many years to come. We're going to pause for a second. There's a lot more show coming up, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgwick.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back, and in our lifestyle segment of the show, we're going to be talking about National Preparedness Month, which is this month. It should be every month. And he's an HGTV star and real estate and building expert. You've seen him on so many TV shows on the DIY network and HGTV, including Build It Forward. Joining us right now is our friend, Matt Blashaw. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Ron.
They got you working hard these days. But, you know, I got to tell you something. Our subject matter today is very important. They talk about this month being National Preparedness Month, but you know, every month should be with what's happening in the news with all of the crazy things going on. We've had all kinds of different weather disasters like floods and electric grids going out and storms and hurricanes and tornadoes. How do you do that? How do you prepare for something with Mother Nature?
Yeah, it's unpredictable, and it's not getting any better. And really, the only thing that you can do is get your energy source predictable. And I had a heaping spoonful of reality when I moved to Kansas City 2 years ago. I had a small tornado, EF0, hit our neighborhood. I mean, it was just a disaster. We had trees down, power was out. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I build homes for a living. I could fix anything in the home, but I could not do anything about the power. We did not know how long it was going to be out. We had food in the refrigerator. We had no, you know, we had all of our alarm, security, internet. Everything was tied to that. So, you know, it was time to take some action. You know, that was my wake-up call. I don't want that to be your wake-up call for you guys. I want you guys to take an emergency step right now. Figure out an emergency plan. Get a secondary source of power, like a generator. It just makes sense to be ready.
You know, the problem is everybody has the philosophy, this could never happen to me, and it does. You see that on the news all the time, or I didn't expect it. So how do you do this? First of all, tips for getting ready for power failures. You talk about generators. Let's talk about generators and the safety of them and the importance of them and how fast, in a little about 10 seconds after a power outage, do they start doing their work?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend a propane power generator. You know, they're reliable, they're versatile. And who you call to set that up, you want to get a licensed electrician. They're going to be able to size the generator that's necessary for the home. And it's not life as usual with a generator, right? That's a misnomer. You're just getting your essentials taken care of, right? Refrigerator, a couple plugs, you know, if you have a big enough unit, you can do the furnace. And then you want to work with a propane service provider to be able to size the appropriate tank for your backyard. And what I love is that energy source is there. When that tornado hit and we have trees everywhere, I wasn't going to get gas anywhere because I could not get my truck out of my neighborhood. So I was landlocked. I mean, I could not move. So when you have that propane there, it is there, it is ready to use, and the transfer switch that you were talking about, Ron, it basically what it is that it's on your power panel, it's the transfer switch in between that and the generator, senses when the power is off, and in 10 seconds, boom, it switches over to the generator, generator kicks on, and then powers your house. No need to go outside, no need to trudge through any kind of weather. And if your generator is, you know, maybe too small, you know, to run a furnace, if you have propane, you can use that to fuel your fireplace to get you nice and warm. So many benefits, clean burning. And, you know, I prefer them over diesel or gas generators just because, you know, diesel's dirty. Propane's a clean burner. But also diesel and gasoline, they have a shelf life. For that, you can't use old dirty gas. You know, you can't just sit there; it's going to harm the motor. So propane has a huge shelf life. It's there when you need it. It's a great source of energy.
You bring up a good point when it comes to gas and diesel, because I remember when I was in boating. You know, when you start a boat for 6-7 months over the winter, you have to be very careful that you're not building up condensation so that when you go to start those engines, all of a sudden you've got water in them, and I'm sure that's the same case with a gas or diesel generator. But also, they're quieter. I mean, the propane is a quieter running unit, is it not?
It is, yes. It is. You know, I've seen those diesel ones turn on, and boy, it's loud, it's smoky. But, you know, you can also get dual source power. So you can use, if you wanted to use gas and propane, the technology is there where they have dual source generators now. So, you know, again, talk with a licensed electrician. You can go to propane.com, /for my home. You can learn all about it. Decide what's right for you. But whatever the case, get ready. Have that, you know, be energy independent. I think that's the most important thing. Be energy independent. Don't have to rely on, you know, mine was 3 days. Is yours going to be 2 weeks, right? And you're going to spend money on a hotel. You're going to spend money on all of the food that goes bad. And you know, in the long run, there's an investment up front, right, for these things. But I know the value of your home goes up because buyers want to see generator, especially now that weather is just top of mind. We hear about horrible weather events all of the time. They're going to want to know that their home is protected and ready to go.
Matt, somebody told me one time, not too long ago, that you mentioned, you know, it can really take care of the, you know, major things like the refrigerator, maybe sometimes, you know, a couple of rooms or air conditioning of a small sort. But somebody said that you could actually do an entire office building. I mean, pending it's not something the size of Walmart, you know, but use it commercially.
Well, let me tell you, you can do, there's a clothes dryer, water heater, cooktop. There is so many different, I mean, they put them in buses now. Propane goes in buses. So yes. Now, are those units? You're going to have a, you know, a large tank for that. But, you know, propane is a great energy source because it's really, really efficient. It burns hotter, so you don't have to use as much of it. Propane fireplaces, they have 5 to 6 times the heating capacity over electric fireplaces. So there's so many great benefits. And as soon as people just kind of open their eyes and get out of just like it's just for barbecues, you know, it's not. It's keeping the carbon out of the atmosphere. And you're not just putting all your eggs in electricity basket, because I can tell you when that goes away, what are you left with? So just make sure that you are prepared and figure out what's right.
They put them in school buses, too, which I think is a great idea. Matt, where can we go for more information on this, learn more, and, you know, talk people into knowing the benefits of using a propane generator?
Yeah, propane.com/for-my-home. Great information there. Is preparedness month. You want to be able to prepare for the unknown. We got some great tips in there, and you can learn all about the benefits of propane and what it can do for you and your family.
Great information, Matt. Always great when you're here and give us a lot of super ideas to really confront the winter weather that's coming and, of course, all the storms that goes with it. Matt, thanks for joining us. We look forward to your return, as always. You know that.
I appreciate it, Ron. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been HGTV star, and I got to tell you, somebody who really knows his stuff when it comes to keeping your home in right condition and making it something that you value for resale, if nothing more. And we're talking about propane with Matt Blashaw. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I also want to thank our guests for being on the show, and they include singer-songwriter Tommy Rowe, the producer for Tommy's new CD, and also a great musician in his own right that has worked for just about every singer you could ever think of, Mike Franklin, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, the great David Copperfield, impressionist Bob Anderson, and Matt Blashaw. We'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.